There goes Stinks, Blue Collar Man, here on the River Dog and Joe Show on a Tuesday. All kinds of Tuesday stuff. We'll get to that here shortly, but we got to talk about this actor. And this actor has long faced rumors that he is gay. We've talked about it multiple times. It's been in the news, the Star and the Inquirer multiple times, and all those smut celebrity rags. Now, though, a close friend and former co-star and fellow Scientologist, an actress, claims that she fell in love with the actor years ago and had an emotional affair with this actor. The actor we're talking about, that people have long questioned or wondered if he is gay,
Tom Cruise,
is John Travolta.
Oh, Travolta.
Yes.
Okay.
She claims the actor and her fell in love years ago and they had an emotional affair. She said, John is not a gay man. Asked if she thought the rumors could be true, she said, no, I don't. I mean, I know him pretty well, and I know the love. And then she detailed how she and her co-star at the time fell in love while they were doing 1989's Look Who's Talking, as well as the two sequels that followed. And she said that they both had feelings for each other, but could not consummate those feelings because she could not cheat on her then-husband, Parker Stevenson, who she married back in 1983. But then she also said, boy, if I could have cheated, or I wasn't with him, she and John would have ended up like two blazing stars that just fizzled out because they were so much alike. And she said, we would have devoured each other. And I think that that's more of a literal meaning coming from Kirstie Alley because she was big. I think she looked at like John Travolta possibly as like a big honey-baked ham or like a giant Thanksgiving. I think when she says she would have devoured him, I think she would have salted and peppered his ass and ate him.
She was going to eat him up?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that wasn't figurative. That was literal.
That's hilarious. We have heard that those two kind of had a little thing for each other during back when they were filming that show.
Well, I guess too, at some time, Kelly Preston, John Travolta's wife, she's been with him for a long time.
Forever.
I guess back in like 1981 or something, or 1991 or before they got married, she approached Kirstie Alley and said, hey, you got to knock this off. You're getting a little too close to my man.
Is that right?
I could tell you got something for him, and I kind of see him looking at you. You need to cut this stuff out right now because we're going to get married. So she kind of gave her a warning back in the day before they got married.
Woo!
According to this. So I ask.
He has had rumors, but what about the girl from Greece, the one little pretty one?
Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah, he was with her for a little while, wasn't he?
No, I don't think they ever dated.
They didn't?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought they did, too.
No, I believe it. I don't believe her. I wonder still.
And you believe John Travolta? Because there's been a lot of rumors that started back on that, what was it, a cruise ship?
Yeah, the deal was is he had some sort of cruise cabana boy that would come in and massage him, and he tore his towel off and made advances or did something, and then we found out that that was false,
right?
Or that the guy was paid off by Travolta's people to later say it was false. That we don't know, but there's been little blips and little headlines here and there. And again, I don't care if he is. I don't care if people are. It does not matter one iota to me. All I'm saying is that I don't care if you're gay or you're straight or you're trans. Doesn't matter. Everybody sizes up people when you're walking down the street. Everybody has a thought. Everybody has a notion. Everybody judges. Anyone out there that says they don't judge people, you're lying not only to you but to other people, because being judgmental is what protects us. It's instinctive. It's what keeps us from harm.
I don't feel like I'm judgmental.
Well, you're probably the only person that's not. But all the other people on the planet, they are to some degree, and they do it because it's instinctive, and we're always constantly itemizing and evaluating ourselves and others because we all want to find out where we fit in to the pack, to the group, to the workforce, in the world, in our community. Everybody's constantly always trying to look and evaluate at other people. So
that doesn't mean you're being judgy, though, just to look out to see what's around you, to see kind of where your place among them is.
No, but being judgmental, by definition of the word, is you're always trying to see if you blend in and fit in. And I think just wanting to assimilate, it's very easy to go from assimilation to judgmentalness.
Okay.
And with that said, I believe everybody always looks at people and they have perceptions. My perception of John Travolta is that I really, really wonder. And if there was a game in Tahoe or Reno where you could lay money down on a table and it's called, is John Travolta gay? I would wager a lot of money on it. I really, really would.
Even after what she said, why would she come out and lie?
I don't think that she would come out and lie. I don't think she's...
Maybe she didn't know?
Yes. I don't think she's defending him, that she doesn't want the world to find out. I think she believes that. And I don't necessarily believe her, because I think, and we've long talked about this, guys, people, they have gaydar. And there's something within us instinctively that kind of gives you that, I wonder. And again, it's not a bad thing. I don't care.
I don't get that off of him at all, though.
You don't?
I thought it was weird back when they were talking about the Cabana Boy and all that. I do not.
Struck you as odd. You couldn't believe that when that story came out.
No, I couldn't. I mean, does he have some effeminate qualities and do weird things with his hands and whatever? Yes, of course, but I don't get it.
What do you mean? What does he do that's weird with his hands?
I don't know. He stands and
he's a little sachet-ish?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I would say, what's that term that they used to call it when it was a man term?
A flamboyant?
Manscaping or...
I don't know what you're looking for.
When a man was kind of womanly, what was that term called that people used on him? We used it on the millennial kids.
We would say they're a lot like Joe.
He has a little bit of that, but I don't get any gaydar off of him at all. I never have.
See, for some reason...
Metrosexual.
Little Metro.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about.
I get a little bit of that from him, and if you look at older interviews, you can see it more back when he was younger and coming up, and you look at stuff and you're like, huh. Now, you got to think, and this is a fascinating topic, at least for me or people my age, because we grew up in a world that was Rob Halford. And we were breaking the law.
Yeah.
And Rob Halford came out and he said he's gay. Everyone was like, whoa. Freddie Mercury, I don't care who you were, how old you were when you first saw him. And still to this day, I wish he was still alive. I would just love to see Queen and Freddie Mercury. One of, if not the, and the only reason I say that is because I really love Sammy. But that man is the greatest singer that ever grabbed a microphone for rock and roll. Freddie Mercury is incredibly talented. I wish he were still here.
I think I have to agree with you on that. Yeah.
Why would you agree with me on that? What about Chris Cornell?
I think him to be... you said still here.
No, he's not still here. Both of them are dead.
Oh, Chris Cornell is dead now. Yeah, that's exactly... I keep forgetting Chris Cornell committed suicide.
Yeah, Chris Cornell's no longer here either.
That's a good point.
But my point is even back when we saw Freddie Mercury and we had this fascination... Kids wondered. You're like, what's up with Freddie? Something's a little different. And you never thought that he was gay because you were too young, but you're like,
something didn't seem right or something.
Something's a little different. I'm not saying weird or amiss, but you're like, something's a little bit different. And then as we got older, we're like, So everyone kind of knew Freddie was gay. And the older he got, the older we got, he got a little more flamboyant. And then we found out what Queen truly means, which is that's what in England and over in Europe, that's what they call gay people, queens.
Yeah.
And that's where the name came from. And Freddie didn't want the band to be called that, but the band wanted to be called Queen. And it really wasn't about what it meant. It was about Freddie, and it was a high honor. And they all knew that he was gay.
Saying, dude, we accept it, we take it, we put you on a pedestal.
Loved him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Freddie Mercury wants to do Fat Bottom Girl songs, you know, and he's talking about, the chicks, get on your bikes and ride.
That's why that song is so silly and funny to me.
And the guys in the band are like, Freddie, man, that ain't you. We just love you, man. People love you. Dude, sing about gay stuff. Sing about whatever you want, man. You're talented.
Yeah.
So... it's just funny to watch these people throughout time. Kevin Spacey avoided the question for years and years and years.
I got no gaydar off of him either.
See?
Did you?
Early on, no, but as the question was asked and he wouldn't answer it and he kept avoiding it and he'd go on late night talk shows and they'd say, hey, you were spotted with so-and-so down here. And then he just started to say, no comment. I'm not going to comment on my personal life. Then he got weird about it. See?
Then you would kind of figure, because he would just outright deny it if he wasn't, right?
Travolta's been married to Kelly Preston all these years.
Yeah, has kids.
Has kids. You know, he lost his son Jet years ago.
Yeah.
So all those things make you go, he can't be. But I don't know why. There's a little bit of that boop, boop, boop in the back of the gaydar that makes me wonder. I don't necessarily 100% believe Kirstie Alley, and I think he could be. And again, so what if he is?
Yeah, it's not a big deal whatsoever.
That's what this story's about. And right. I don't know where it came from or why it popped up again or why they would ask her that has done nothing in I don't know how many years, why it would even come up, but it did.
I was going to say, is there a new movie out or something where they would want to talk about this? Because weirdly odd and random that she would bring it up now.
Yeah.
You know?
What's going on, Scott? Good morning. What's up?
Hey, Scott.
Hey there. How's it going, guys?
Good.
So I was in Hollywood from 97 to about 2001 trying to be a stuntman, but had to do extra work, so I was in a bunch of movies all the time.
Hold on, and Scott. This is cool. So you were a stuntman for a while, or wanted to be?
Tried, yeah. I only did a couple things. It's a really close-knit family to get into. It's really hard to do. But
yeah, but that's cool, dude.
Yeah. So anyhow, you guys remember the movie Swordfish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're filming that, and we're sitting around one day waiting to shoot a scene, and one of my buddies comes up, and he was pretty muscularly built at the time.
And hold on, like, what were you going to do on Swordfish? Were you doing anything, or were you just there?
I was just background. I was in the airport scene in the beginning of the movie when they're doing the airport scene and they're chasing that one guy down.
Okay, fair enough. So you were just an extra, basically.
Yeah, and actually, the funny thing, the cop that's in that was Sinbad's stuntman, his double for being a stuntman. But anyhow, so we're all sitting around having lunch, and my buddy comes up, and he goes, "You guys," he goes, "were you here yesterday when John was here?" And I'm like, "Nah, I just came on today." And he's like, "Dude, he was rubbing my shoulders, man. He came up behind me and was rubbing my shoulders, saying, wow, I got really nice shoulders and physique." And he's all, "Dude, he was giving me the creepies, the
peepies." Now, come on. Now, here's the thing, Scott. I don't know who you are, and we haven't had you sign an affidavit. So, again, this is allegedly. This is your account.
Sure.
We don't know if this is true, and we have to make that disclaimer. We don't know who you are, and you've signed nothing. But your story is that he was rubbing guys' shoulders, and guys felt that it was odd.
Yeah, I want to say his name was Tom. He was like shaking himself, going, "Dude, it was weird. It wasn't just a hey man, you got nice biceps or something." He goes, "He was kind of rubbing on me weird."
What and did the so, guy have? Like, was he a you know, built well? Was he kind of, you know, like a bro? Was he big?
Yeah, he wasn't a bodybuilder, but he was built. You know, it was like, damn.
Why, have you done that before, Joe? Like, you see, like, a guy that's really big, you kind of want to touch his shoulders to kind of compliment him?
Well, if they're doing some work, you know, maybe loosen them up a little bit, make sure that they're going to be able to.
Well, that's very accommodating.
Yeah.
So you're not going to
say that's creepy. I don't think you walk up behind a man and rub anyone's shoulders.
Yeah, I was going to say, the way you posed the question, I'm like, well, you can't just say, "Whoa, bro, what are you benching?" Damn, dude. You're going to walk up and you're going to start massaging a man's shoulders to tell him that he looks nice.
Never in my life. But haven't you ever grabbed a hold of your buddy you ain't seen for a while? I'm like, Jesus, you're yoked, dude. What have you been in the gym?
No, I would never grab a hold of my buddy. What do you mean, Albert? Are you looking at me like, hey, Albert, you've grabbed your buddy and say,
you've never grabbed a hold
yes.
of like, your partner's shoulder or his I arm got, or something like, God damn, get yeah, out of the gym, dude.
Exactly.
You've
I got friends
that?
Who do CrossFit and it's on Swole, and I see them after a few months. I'm like, yo, what happened here?
Do you really need that much muscle attached to your shoulder?
Why do you need to attach it? Why can't you just say, man, bro, you hitting the gym?
Well, I need to feel it. I've never felt anything like that
you
before.
You got to when feel I see to make sure they're bulge, real.
Yeah. I mean, I want to know if they've injected some salt water into them.
Fair enough for Joe. Joe wants to actually feel what muscles feel like. I get it.
I'm intrigued by a man that can build himself up in that fashion.
You're intrigued with men with muscles.
I really am. I mean, well, you can just swell yourself up like that. I'm wondering how you did it.
Well, you two are weird. I have no need. And again, this is not bragging. I know what muscles feel like, whether they're on me or not.
I don't.
I don't need to touch another man to let him know that he's doing good work at the Gold's Gym.
I can't believe, like, if you've been ever, I would think any man out there that hasn't seen their buddy or their partner, we'll say, I don't know, even a month. Okay. A month goes by. It's really rare you don't see your friends for that long. But if you did, and they were hitting the gym. Like, I had a buddy that hit the gym, weirdly, and in a month's time, you could see some difference. And I was like, damn, what are you doing, you know?
See,
grab a hold of his shoulder or something.
Like if a guy was going, yeah, check out my bicep. You know the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to go in there with my index finger and my thumb, and I'm going to grab his bicep for all I've got, and I'm gonna hold on to it to see if I can put a bruise on his arm or make him go, ow, stop
it. Yeah, don't I know it. And you can't. You can't bruise an arm, and it's not cool.
I'm going to do that. Or if a guy shows up, I haven't seen him in a long time, or he's like, hey, you want to go out and get some beers? And he's a little overweight. I'm going to say, I don't think we need to go, and I might poke his stomach. I might do those
things. Why would you touch another man's belly?
I might go like that. Do you really think you need to go drink beer? I think you need to eat some yogurt. I think you need to do some. I might do something like that, but I'm not going to go, hey, Carl, long time no see, man. Let me knead your shoulders.
That is where it gets creepy.
Let me get into you and really feel what you've been doing.
I mean, people just need a massage. Come on now.
No one says you got a real nice physique. I mean, really, you don't do that to your buddy. That's weird.
Nope.
Scott, back to you now. Was there one guy on the set, according to your claim, or multiple guys that said John Travolta got needy? And by that, I don't mean he needed something. I mean like needy dough.
Well, he was the one who said who he touched him in a weird way, but we all kind of, when you're in Hollywood, you know a lot more about what's going on, and so it wasn't a weird thing to hear that he had done that, because we all kind of suspected.
Hold on.
Everybody talked about Tom Cruise down there. Everybody knew down there that he was, but the normal people in America couldn't handle it, so they've really kept it on the down low.
Hold on. Knew he was. You just said, you mentioned Tom Cruise's name. Knew he was what?
Gay.
Come now.
That's been the, that's why I thought when you said Scientology, that's kind of why I went to Tom Cruise, because
allegedly,
they say allegedly that allegedly. That's why he doesn't ever keep his wives.
Huh. Yeah, they were paid. Nicole Kidman supposedly had some sort of services rendered towards her. That's after Days of Thunder, and she boomed up and got big. And Mia Rogers was her name, Mimi Rogers, back in the day when they hooked up, same thing. Her career boomed up for a while. And his agents and his people would put him with these women to lock it in and make the world and make America more.
Are you sure Nicole Kidman was the same way? Because I thought that Tom Cruise allegedly was not just gay, but liked women as well. And I thought he really, really was attracted and fell hard for Nicole Kidman during Far and Away.
From what we knew, they lived in separate wings of the house.
Really?
Whoa. Now, see, I didn't hear any of that.
I heard the rumors about Tom.
Lived in separate wings of the mansion.
Where do you get your gaydar serviced? I mean, is there a tech in town? Is there some sort? I might need to have mine recalibrated, because...
You never got that from Tom.
Not from Tom Cruise. I'm not a fan of his work. I'm not saying he's a bad actor. One of the best things he did was Made in America for me. I mean, honestly, he's done very little that I've looked at and thought,
Great movie.
It's a fantastic movie. But I watched that, and I'm like, okay, that was a good piece. But I've never really got that.
The other gossip was that he started out as a call boy, and that's how he got in.
What do you mean a call boy? For other famous actors when they were shooting?
Producers and directors, and he was a call boy. He'd come give them services, and they liked him, and put him in which Risky Business. That's how he kind of got started.
Is that a thing in Hollywood? They have call boys where the higher-ups and the execs will call on people for sexual services while they're out on a shoot?
Yeah.
Well, according to you, allegedly, seeing from this Me Too movement and everybody that, you know, I wouldn't put that past any of those dirty, rotten bastards.
Straight up, honestly, when I was trying to do the stunts, I knew this guy, and so I would go to the shop and offer to carry the gear and do this and do that to try to work my way and get my foot in the door. And he'd giggle a couple times now and then and go, man, too bad you're not a girl. I know a couple people that would, you know, give you some services if you want.
Oh, man, see, that's awful.
Wow.
And I go, well, I'm not. And he goes, well, you want to give it a shot anyway? I know some people. And I go, no, it's cool, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was literally thrown at me, if I was a girl or if I was willing to do something.
And you're saying this is back in the Swordfish days. So you're saying, what is this, like mid, late 90s?
97 to 2001.
Wow. And see, I don't put this past Hollywood. And
I don't anymore nowadays. I don't either after what we're learning.
And again, it doesn't matter if they are or if they're not. But again, if they are, why would you be married to Kelly Preston all these years? Why would you go after Katie Holmes? And why would you go after Nicole Kidman? And why would you live in this veil of secrecy and this lie? I mean, if you're, and again, I understand reputation is everything. You know,
well, back then, possibly, but now?
But you know, is Mission Impossible 19 going to sell $8 billion worth of tickets if people know that he's gay? Maybe not.
I still think it will. I mean, I would still think
I don't know.
It's a lot more friendly now than it was then, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
that is true.
A lot more accepted.
So you think
they would maybe admit to it now because people would be like, why'd you lie about it for so long? You know, I mean, I wonder if that's why they don't do it, because I really can't see that being gay would hurt anyone's career at all now.
Scott, would you sign an affidavit for everything you just said on the radio?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. We'll just leave it there. It's all alleged. We don't know him, but I had no idea.
You never know any of these stories to be true or not, but I got to tell you what, they're not bad to listen to.
Yeah, false or not.
My goodness.
It doesn't matter. So I don't know if Kirstie Alley's telling the truth. And the Tom Cruise thing, I would never think that. I would just think that he was so A++ and so dedicated to the craft, you know, because he does all his own stunts and all that. I don't know why. I would just assume Tom Cruise maybe to be peculiar with some of his interviews and some of the stuff that he does, but I wouldn't think him to be gay, and he might be far more than John Travolta. I don't know what it is.
I don't have good legible gaydar anyway. I thought James Corden was gay. He's not. I thought that one comedian guy, a little bit chubbier, Josh Gad, I thought he was gay. He's not. They both have families and wives.
Well, I think what we need to do is we'll play Modern English here, and you and Prince Albert can go in there and massage each other's shoulders and talk about it some more.
Well, I haven't been working out.
Yeah. Here's Belt with you. 93.7, The River.